Next item, please.
877, request of Jamie Partridge to address council regarding saving downtown postal service and at-the-door mail delivery.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Partridge. I'm here representing Communities and Postal Workers United. And I'm here because we've been unable to schedule a meeting with the mayor's staff for the last 6 months, so thought I'd come here. We have two sets of petitions, one on saving the downtown postal service and one on saving door-to-door mail delivery. We have about 1,000 signatures on saving our downtown postal service and a few hundred on saving at-the-door mail delivery. PDC, that is Prosper Portland, has an agreement with the U.S. Postal Service to relocate the main post office to within 7 blocks of the current location when it's demolished. But there's no agreement about the level of service that will be provided. And we're concerned that the same level of service or better service be provided downtown. It's the best post office in the city. It opens early, stays open late. It has a 24-hour lobby with access to thousands of post office boxes and parcel lockers and a parcel mailing machine. And it has general delivery for travelers and the homeless. It has good parking off-street, et cetera. And we're asking for a public hearing so that the Postal Service will testify about what they're thinking about, what their plans on, and that the public can weigh in. The Postal Service has refused for the last year to hold a public hearing. Title 39 of the federal code dictates that public elected officials hold hearings and have testimony from, and that's on the top of your packet, that federal code, and hear testimony. The second issue is that of saving at-the-door mail delivery. There's a bill before Congress, the Postal Reform Act of 2016, which has been passed out of committee, bipartisan, unanimous vote to go to the floor and it has a poison pill, Section 202, which would eliminate at-the-door delivery over time. That is, force everyone, residents and businesses, into cluster boxes down the block, around the street, around the corner, or at the curb delivery, which would severely impact service for frail, elderly, disabled people, and of course businesses, and eliminate tens of thousands of letter carrier good wage, living wage jobs. So we're asking that you pass a resolution or send a letter in support of at-the-door delivery, and I'm happy to answer any questions you might have about these two petitions. We're asking for a public hearing on the downtown postal service and a letter or resolution on at-the-door delivery.
Colleagues, any questions?
I thought the post office is in the Constitution. Is that correct?
I'm sorry?
The post office is in the Constitution.
That's right.
So what does it specify what the post office means? Do you happen to know?
What the post office what?
When it's referred to in the Constitution of the United States,
mm-hmm.
Do you know what was...
It doesn't say that it has to be public. It could be privatized. It doesn't say that there has to be universal delivery, which currently there is. So it's, you know, we can't rely on just lawyers to make this happen.
No, but it is quite special to be named,
yes,
in the Constitution.
Yes,
thank,
yes,
you very much for being
it's
here.
The only federal agency.
Yeah, I want to apologize. A couple of people mentioned today that they were not able to secure meetings with me, and I do want to apologize.
Well, just trying to get a meeting with your staff.
Here's the deal. Yeah. There are over 600,000 people in the city. A typical non-council day for me has between 14 and 16 meetings. We're actually extending that even farther. So I will now be taking breakfast time meetings every day, with the exception of Friday, because I still do want to take my daughter to school at least once a week. But I just want people to know it's not that we don't want to have meetings, don't take meetings. We have so much time in the day and lots. And I mean, every day we get dozens of requests for meetings. So please do not take it personally if we don't extend a personal meeting to everybody who requests one. And I wish we could. I would love to have a staff 3 times larger than the staff I have, and we will be talking during the next budget season about the capacity in the mayor's office. For now, we're working with the capacity that we inherited for the second half of the year. We've extended it a few more bodies for the current fiscal year that we've just entered. Obviously, the demand for meetings in my staff is swamping our ability to do it, and I want to apologize. We're doing our level best.
Thank you.
I will be there bright and early
if I hope that the thousand people
who are willing to get up early to meet with the mayor. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.